lots of issues to talk about with my next guest, who's got a pair of bills. She's trying to get through past this deadline that's happening today. Joining me on the line is State Senator Nikki Torres, a Republican from Pasco. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jason. Happy to be here. So, and yes, you are correct. It is cut off.
No kidding. So one is, it seems like a pretty simple and obvious fix and maybe even just technical, but I never assume anything is going to pass. So take us through Senate Bill 5161 or 60, which has to do with organized retail theft, because this is an important issue.
It is a really important issue, and especially when you talk to the Washington Retail Federation, you know, you can hear from them the stories from our local retailers. They've lost over $2 billion just from shoplifting, from a retail organized retail theft crimes. So, and nothing seems to be getting done. I mean, the way that we're going with our current policies, it's, you know, it's not helping our retailers. It's making it worse. So this bill will, which has a lot of bipartisan support, surprisingly, is will help this issue, at least mitigate part of it.
How so? What is the change that you're making that would make it easier to identify and prosecute these folks?
So it will look at the timing of when the people come into the store. So let's say person number one comes in, and then 5 minutes later you have another person come in or two people come in, and they still they have property theft, a cumulative value of $750 or more from one or more establishments, and it would make them the organized retail theft is second degree classy felony,
which means it's way more serious. It means you're actually going to jail, assuming you can find a prosecutor who will move forward with the case. And that is what feels like is a huge issue here, is just getting prosecutors to prosecute.
Yeah, it seems that way, but prosecutors are also, you know, they're also trying to follow the law, and I get it. It's, we need to change our policies to make it easier for them as well to be able to prosecute.
And so this is one of those things that does it, right? I mean, it effectively forces their hand to take this a little bit more seriously than they might otherwise take it. And by the way, that's me mostly talking about King County. I'm not talking about most other counties that do seem to take this seriously.
Yeah, and see, my district is all in the east side of the state. Well, central Washington and east.
Yeah, but so you've got some sanity on your side.
Yeah, some sanity, yes. But our police officers are saying, hey, we need some reform here. We need to be able to do our jobs. They want to do their jobs, and so do prosecutors. I mean, they have a pretty good relationship.
Speaking
of the central and east side of the state.
Yeah, and speaking to that point, I mean, you're on the Senate side. Yesterday, on the House side, they passed a very watered-down bill as it relates to the pursuit ban, trying to rescind at least parts of it. The Senate, has there been any movement whatsoever from Monka Dingra, who's the right now the Democrat who is holding up that piece of legislation?
Yeah, no. I was really happy, though, to hear that there is some movement of the bill that's coming from the House. Because at least that one will, you know, it's limited, though. I mean, there's still
it's
some work.
Limited.
It doesn't include auto theft, you know, which that's a huge deal, especially for central and eastern Washington. I mean, we see an increasing number of that. But it's only targeted for domestic violence, DUI, and like escaping custody and rape, those kind of things. But it's not including auto theft. And we've seen property theft crimes and retail theft crimes, you know, that have skyrocketed. So that's where we really need to add those pieces in there as well. And so I know that, you know, the bill addresses some of it. So we're somewhat happy, I guess you can say.
I mean, are you though, really? Because at the end of the day, to your point, they're making a quote-unquote fix that isn't the issue. You know, we haven't seen this rash of violent criminals who are trying to escape police. Usually there is probable cause in that world to pursue, depending on the crime, right? So it's an auto theft issue. It's a catalytic converter theft issue. It's a smash-and-grab issue where people know they can just break into a store, steal some things real quickly, hop in a stolen vehicle, and then just drive off knowing that they won't be chased.
Exactly. And, you know, like I said, this is not really fixing the real issue that we're having, which is those property theft crimes. And you look at people in central and eastern Washington, I mean, we're not as dense as your side of the state, right? We are not as dense. So people really need their vehicles. And sometimes, you know, it happens a lot in communities of color, heavily Hispanic populated communities as well, where I live. And that's their only vehicle or that's their only mode of transportation. So that can really have a detrimental effect to someone. into their household.
Yeah, 100%.
Especially because they're needing to get to work.
Yeah, exactly. We're talking with State Senator Nikki Torres, Republican from Pasco. Let's talk about the other bill that you're hoping to move forward. It seems like this one is clearly going to move forward, although I do wonder about it. So take me through 5477. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I believe you're talking about the missing murdered Indigenous women.
Yes.
Okay, so this is there's already a task force in place. This is primarily going to extend the task force through June 30th of 2025. And what we've also added into this bill is we've added the recommendations that were developed from the current task force. Senator Braun currently sits on that task force, and so does Senator Mazal. So I appreciate all of their hard work that they've done within the task force. We also have another senator on there as well, but those are the two from the Republican side. And it would also allow enforcement agencies to enter a missing person case into the National Missing and Unidentified Person System if a person has not been found within 30 days of reporting them missing. So this is great. This is a great improvement. So we're really looking forward to having this piece of legislature pass.
Here's my issue. Why is there a missing and murdered Indigenous women and people task force versus just focusing on people who are missing, regardless of their identity?
Yeah, that's a great question. So something that takes place, you know, we usually don't hear about missing murdered Indigenous women as much, and it's a growing number. Like Seattle has like the number one, if I remember correctly, number of cases, of unsolved cases. So this is just to shed some light on that because it happens a lot. You've got the I-5 corridor, we're a border state. I mean, there's a lot of factors, and it's a growing number. It's a growing issue, and it hasn't had any light shed on it. So we're hoping that this does shed some light.
And why not shed light on all of the people? You know what I mean? So let's, for
example.
No,
and I get that, Jason. We should.
Let's shed, say an Asian woman or a Latina ends up going missing. Shouldn't we give them exactly the same that we're giving to the Indigenous women who go missing? Part of the reason why I push back a little bit is because if the number one demographic is Indigenous women who are going missing, well, then they still will get the most amount of attention under a policy that tries to help everyone.
Yeah, no, but this is at least an effort. But we do have more, you know, obviously cases are typically brought to light quicker if it's, you know, it's not usually tribal. If it's not tribal related, it's usually seen right away.
Why is that?
You know, and that's a great question. I would definitely like to know that as well. So I'll be looking into that.
Yeah, I mean, and I ask that with the best of intentions, because at the end of the day, obviously, you and I are on the same page. We want anyone who's missing to be found before anything bad happens. It just seems odd to me that Republicans are signing on to something that's so focused on identity when we should be focused on the end result of the person going missing and just try to tackle that. And I'll give you the last word.
No worries. Thank you. I appreciate it. But yes, you know, our tribal communities have approached us, and, you know, that was part of the reason that the task force was created in the first place is, you know, they usually have their own patrol, mm-hmm. but they didn't have access to the database. So I believe that's one of the reasons why.
And that is that is a valid point that could be addressed. If there's ever the opportunity, hopefully there isn't, the missing talk show host task force, we've escaped on purpose. Don't come looking for us.
Are you sure, Jason? You don't want to put your face on the milk cartons. Remember, they used to do that back in the 80s.
Hey, you know what? I'll take the promotion for the show. Senator Nikki Torres, thank you so much for stopping by. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Jason. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.